For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. The entertainment industry was hit hard by the pandemic and its restrictions, but that did not stop a steady flow of new television series and movies from being made, some of them with Memphis ties. Caleb Suggs with WKNO and the Institute for Public Service Reporting tells us what rolling out the red carpet has meant for the Bluff City, but also what it's meant for filmmakers.
It's all lights, camera, action here at Memphis, even with the pandemic keeping crews at a social distance.
I can put you on the transportation team. You can pick the families up.
No.
You can drive them to the cemetery. You can drive them to the church.
Last time you had me in the cemetery, my heels got all muddy because it was raining.
This clip is from the Netflix series Buried by the Bernards, a family reality show filmed in a Memphis funeral home.
And in this office, we have my mother.
Zip it, zip it.
Kim Jong-un, Mussolini, Stalin, and David Bernard.
I'm your mama. I'm the boss. I'm still the boss.
Between this show, Netflix's Uncorked, the upcoming film Josser, and the new ABC series Women of the Movement, filmed downtown, the Bluff City is certainly getting the Hollywood treatment. Joseph Carr, director of artist development and youth film at Indie Memphis, says Memphis always puts out the welcome mat for the industry.
Memphis is not on the map as far as large markets for producing film and television content. And so it's up to us to be champions of the city and be champions of our own creatives, and to kind of foster the environment where they feel comfortable and they feel happy and they feel content and they want to tell Memphis stories.
He says productions, especially TV series, bring a big economic boost.
What's great about television, the difference is, you know, a film is usually a one-time occurrence over the stretch of however many days, but a TV show can be a continuous and economic engine.
Even short-lived series can have a significant impact. Take 2019's Bluff City Law. Many people called it a flop when it was canceled after just one season. But Memphis and Shelby County Film Commissioner Lynn Sittler says that one season still generated an estimated $35 million to the state and the local community.
There's very few areas of the local economy that aren't touched by a production. It's the blue-collar jobs on a production that gets the most money. It's the truck drivers, the carpenters, the grips. Sometimes the largest bill that they need is for the hotels.
With so many large productions coming out of the Bluff City, you have to wonder why they're here. Sittler says one reason is the media's desire to bring more black stories to a universal audience.
I see it in the calls we get, in the projects that are interested in filming here. And there's definitely been a recognition of the fact that we are a majority African-American city, and that African-American programming is, to use the industry term, hot. Right now.
Princeton James, owner of Princeton James Productions, is a local writer, director, and actor. He's also co-producer of the new Memphis series, High Heel, alongside rapper Post Malone and actor David Arquette. James says what makes Memphis interesting to outside producers is its one-of-a-kind stories and characters.
I think it comes down to Memphis has soul. Memphis has a heartbeat. Memphis has a pulse. You can make Memphis a character and not just a backdrop. So I think in that, you have so many stories, so many directions, so many thick and beautiful characters.
Of course, outside production teams aren't crafting Memphis's narrative by themselves. Like James, many local creatives are getting the opportunity to be a part of these Hollywood crews. He says Memphis is full of talented, capable filmmakers, and they're part of what makes this city unique.
This city has something special. And the thing that makes it so special is its raw talent. You know, a lot of times we can't say we grew up in a market that had like movie after movie after movie or exposure after exposure. So all of our talent had to come just from consuming entertainment and creating our own interpretation of what we consume.
And with so many local creatives now getting the chance to learn from these bigger crews, that raw talent might just be on a whole nother level before we know it. For WKNO and the Institute for Public Service Reporting, I'm Caleb Suggs.